Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Buckhead, Atlanta, it's time for Simply Buckhead Radio with your host, publisher, and founder, Joanne Hayes.
Well, happy Tuesday, Ryan. It's March 10th, and we're on our 17th show. We've had some really great ones up to date, and can't wait to talk about the last week's show with you.
Oh, wow, I know. Here we are once again, same time, same place. Last week, we were sitting in a room of professional broadcasters, so
yes,
I was humbled by that experience.
I was humbled, too. I kept saying to my husband the night before, I should be very intimidated by this experience, but just like all of our shows, it felt like we were sitting in the living room talking to friends. And that's exactly what it was. It was a great conversation with the awesome Dominique Wilkins, who has actually been a great friend of the magazine. And we neglected to mention that last week, but he was on our cover of our July 2013 issue. And just a great guy, a great friend, and has done so many wonderful things for the city of Atlanta. And I was able to be at the luncheon and witness him receiving his honor and the statue being unveiled, and a lane on part of Centennial Drive that was named after him, and lots of exciting things that happened last week.
Yeah, for a guy who has had so much success both on the court and off the court, he was one of the nicest, most down-to-earth people I've ever met.
Yes.
And yeah,
that's
great.
And that's been my experience with most of the folks we've worked with at the Hawks organization. It's just a really great crew of people, men, women, young people, lots of dynamic folks that work there. And, you know, it's a real team mentality, not just with the basketball players, as we're seeing with this incredible season, but throughout the organization. They're just a really great group of people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's good to be a part of it here in the city of Atlanta, where there's a buzz in the air.
Yes.
Everyone's excited about the team this year. And
yes,
hopefully we can go all the way.
Yes, we never miss a game. If we're not there in person, we're always watching on TV. So never missed a game this season. And it's been pretty exciting so far, and we're expecting great things, as Bob Rathman keeps saying in the commercials, April, May, and June.
Yes, yes, I'm excited for that for sure.
Yes, we are too. And before we get into our guests for the day, we also want to talk about our new issue.
Just hit stands last week.
Just hit stands on Friday. It's our music issue. We showcase 7 hometown musicians who give back, and Chris Bridges, a.k.a. Ludacris, is on our front cover. If you haven't seen it yet, we have 24,000 copies out and about in over 250 locations in Buckhead, Brookhaven, at the International Terminal, as well as at 5 of the private jet hangars at PDK. We are also fully viewable online on our website at simplybuckhead.com. And Ludacris was kind enough to post on Instagram last Thursday. When he did, it literally went viral. In 1 hour, there were almost 10,000 likes on his post.
Wow.
By the next morning, it was up to almost 20,000. It was absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, one of Atlanta's most favorite sons out there doing good things, you know, in both acting and music, and certainly gracing the cover of Simply Buckhead magazine.
Absolutely. Well, we were honored to have him. He's a Buckhead guy, and couldn't have been nicer to work with. We also have in this issue the Indigo Girls, Christian Bush, who was also a love, Doria Roberts, Ed Roland, who's been a great friend of the magazine as well and played a concert for us with Sweet Tea Project at our 5th anniversary event, Robin Mead, Chris Cawley. There's a great sidebar on Ryan Cameron as well, part of the Hawks organization.
I didn't know Robin Mead was a musician. I know her from CNN and such, right? HLN.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's plays the guitar.
Yeah, I actually saw her perform at the Georgia Music Hall of Fame Awards. I think it was not this past year, the one before. So I was aware of her musical
talent. Good to read
talent.
About that in your magazine.
Absolutely. Pick it up today. Lots of copies out there. So let's jump right into our guests. We have 4 amazing people in the studio with us today. And first of all, we'll say hello to everybody and we'll start our interviews. First with us today is Ty Tippett, who is from the Shepherd Center Foundation. He's the Senior Director of Planned Gifts. How are you today, Ty?
Great, Joanne. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. We've known each other for years through the Buckhead Business Association, so it's great to have him on our show today. My next guest is Lindsay Epperly, the owner of Epperly Travel. Can't wait to talk to Lindsay. She's just fresh off an amazing, life-changing trip. How are you today, Lindsay?
I'm good. Thank you, Joanne.
When did you arrive home?
Friday afternoon.
Okay. And she's probably going to be dreaming about this trip for the next month at least.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk more about that with you. Our next guest is Dr. Daria Long Gillespie from ShareCare and also from Emory University School of Medicine. Welcome to you today.
Thank you so much. It's
looking
great
to forward
be here.
To having a wonderful conversation with you. And we're going to start our interviews today with Marty Hill, who is from Sweet Science Fitness Boxing Center. You are the owner, I presume, Marty?
Yes, I am, Joanne. That's
terrific.
Correct.
Great to meet you today, and welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
So I know that you were in the corporate world until 2009. What were you doing before you got started?
Oh, thanks for asking that. I was actually an executive headhunter or an executive recruiter search consultant for two of the larger firms here in Atlanta. I started off in with a company called Aerotech, doing aviation and aerospace, and then transitioned into accounting and finance search up until 2009.
Okay, big difference, but I know that this also helps. The accounting and finance piece of it definitely help you be a business owner, right?
Oh, completely, because it's ironic. The transition that I made trying to find careers and job opportunities for individuals, now I'm trying to get those same individuals into shape and getting them to lose weight and passionate about the sport of boxing. So I'm still recruiting, mm-hmm. just a different type of space I'm recruiting for now.
So you obviously were passionate about boxing prior to going out and starting your own. So where did you work out for years and what were you doing all those years to keep yourself in shape?
Yeah, sure. I was always a big gym person. And looking back now in my life, I was always a huge boxing fan. I'm from the Atlanta area, went to Dunwoody High and grew up and stayed here in the city, and actually always played soccer and basketball and sports like that, but always had an affection for the sport of boxing. Got into the sport in my late 20s, actually while I was in corporate America.
Just a couple of years ago, right?
I wish that was the case. Yeah. I've got a big birthday coming up here in June, the big 4-0. So,
Well, I'm way ahead of you. So, you know, I think me and Ty are way ahead of you on that one.
So I'm counting those days down. But I made the transition into the sport in my late 20s. And boxing's a sport that we always say is for the youth. So I actually went the teaching and coaching route until my mid-30s, and then started competing at 35 years and up. So what we have is called Masters Division Amateur Boxing, where you can actually be an adult and still fight in or box in USA sanctioned boxing events, which are the same sanctioning body for the Olympics. So always been a fan, transitioned a little bit late in life, and now I'm a gym owner and a full-time coach.
Well, let's go back to that for a moment. So what made you actually decide to leave the corporate world and become an entrepreneur? It's a big move. I mean, I was working myself, you know, folks who've been on the show know this. You know, it came from 17 years experience working for other companies in the magazine and newspaper industry. And then to go out on your own in something that you're passionate about is a huge leap of faith. It's, you know, when I look back on it years later, I think, wow, I must have been crazy. But, you know, every moment of it has been worth it. But boy, it's challenging. And I don't care how much experience you have, you know, in the industry, it's still, you know, there's so much to learn. And some of it is only learned by sort of accident and trial and error.
No, you are 100% correct, and you're right. And I also actually took that leap of faith in 2009 at the height of the recession.
Me too.
Now, right, so I can understand. I can both understand.
Clark Howard asked me, he said, what's a nice Jewish girl like you doing starting a magazine in the worst economy?
Well, I wish Clark had asked me, what am I doing opening a boxing gym in the suburbs at the worst part of the economy? But one thing that actually helped me with that, ironically, was the economy. Because again, I was in the staffing, hiring market. So you can't put folks to work if there are no jobs. So the staffing market was having its challenges, or the HR market. And at that time, I kind of decided I wanted to make a change and wanted to make a transition and wanted to decide what was going to be the next evolution in my life as I continued to become an adult. And I was doing some part-time teaching and training for actually Crunch Fitness, the one location here in Buckhead and the one in Cobb County. And ironically, due to the economy, both of those gyms closed down while I was making my transition. So I said, you know what, let me still try to figure out what direction I want to go in. This is something I'm passionate about. I knew what the sport had done for me fitness-wise, mentally and physically, while I was in the business of people, quote unquote. Because when you're in the staffing world, trying to find jobs for individuals and fit them into the right company organization, it's a life-changing experience, not just for that individual, but for that individual's family as well. So knowing that and how I could utilize that leverage to transition over into the fitness world, I figured, you know what, I could be successful at this because I knew what the sport of boxing had done for me in the corporate boardroom. It's very similar.
I think the niche practices tend to do very well as opposed to the sort of generic gyms in there's been other companies that have gone out of business that were, you know, traditional gyms. But it seems like the specialties, the bar classes, the yoga studios, you know, the boxing studios have definitely maintained their success. And speaking of that, there's a lot of other boxing studios in the area. So what makes you different?
That's a great question. And what makes us different is, A, my ability and having transitioned out of one space into a next. And I tell folks that the ironic thing about this is that I'm an anomaly. Most of the boxing community and boxing culture doesn't come out of the business or corporate world. So the 90% of my clients are white-collar professionals and executives, accountants, lawyers, doctors, and so on and so forth. We really market ourselves as going after Atlanta's corporate and business elite, men and women both. Mm-hmm.
You should be advertising in my magazine.
We've talked about that, so we'll talk about that again when the day is over.
Very nice.
You should be in our publication. There's over 150 CEOs that live right here in Buckhead. The magazine is picked up by all their wives.
All
the executives' wives.
Well, I can say this. Your salesperson, I cannot think of her name right now. She's probably listening to this call, and she's probably calling my phone right now as we speak, going, oh my God, is that Marty on the line right there? I'm going to kill him. But no, I'm highly familiar with your magazine, because one of the things that I did, obviously, when we first started was to reach out and establish our brand and our brand recognition with a demographic here in Atlanta of those individuals we just spoke about, the corporate elite, the professional athletes, the white-collar individuals that play Alta tennis, USTA tennis, golf, that don't want to be in a treadmill. They don't want to be an elliptical. They want to do something different. And what makes us separate, again, it's we offer a clean, safe, non-intimidating environment to teach you the fundamentals of boxing without getting hit. Our main marketing slogan is the fitness of a fighter without the fight.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask you about that. I know that you have a tagline.
Yes,
so.
Right. And we are trying to dispel the notion that if you come into a boxing gym, you got to get hit, or it's going to be something that you see on.
Yeah, I can't afford to have black eyes. I can tell you that.
And through my corporate time, I went through that. So I can understand that that's novel for your first couple of visits to a client site. Oh, you box. Oh, so that's a cute shiner. Your third visit, it's, oh, you box. You might want to give it up if you keep coming in with these black eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so we tell our clients that you can come in and we can teach you the self-confidence, the self-discipline, the fitness, the weight loss, the psychology of the sport without ever having someone throw a punch at you. So that's what separates us, and that's what makes us special and different.
Any exciting events or platforms coming up?
Great segue. Yes, yes. We have something that we're really excited about. As I mentioned, what we love to do is bring in individuals like these great colleagues of mine here today and take them. We're going to, and 1st of April, we're doing what we call a Fighters 12-week training camp. So we're using the leverage right now, as Mr. Tibbet asked me about earlier. You have this huge fight coming up in May. Some of you guys may have heard about it, the Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather upcoming fight, which is huge. Boxing right now, this adage that boxing is dead is not true. If anyone saw the NBC events on Saturday night, boxing is thriving right now, and it's coming back in a major way. And more males and females both are coming to the sport for fitness purposes, as you mentioned, because everyone's looking for niche fitness. So what we're going to do for 12 weeks, we're going to take white collar professionals, men and women both, take them through a 12-week boxing training camp as if they want to be the next $1 million baby, the next Rocky. We're going to teach them how to box. We're going to have two different programs, a fighter program, which at the end of that 12 weeks, if you want to do a sparring or a boxing exhibition in front of friends and family, we're going to match you up. And
two attorneys duking it out.
That
should be very interesting.
And allow you to do that. Or if you say, you know what, I want to go through the workout, but I don't want to go through the contact, then we're going to allow you to do that as well. Because no matter what I am doing as the trainer and owner for this 12-week period, which requires extensive commitment, meal planning, diet planning, exercise, I'm doing a 15-pound weight loss money-back guarantee for these 12 weeks. So we're going to guarantee you 15 to 20 pounds in weight loss committing to this 12-week program, or the program's free.
Wow, that's a pretty strong challenge. You hear that out there, people? Marty's making a challenge, Sweet Science Fitness Boxing Center. Marty, would you tell our audience where you're located?
Sure. We're located at 6035 Peachtree Road, right off of Peachtree Industrial, at the cusp of or corner of Doraville and Shamley and Brookhaven. We're actually located right behind the Branch Mart in the Super H Shopping Center or the Petrie Pavilion Shopping Center.
Okay.
Some of you might be familiar with us. We used to be in Dunwoody, Sandy Springs at the corner of Petrie, Dunwoody, and Hammond, but we have relocated now to be actually right next to the large GM plant. We're actually watching the demolition and the reconstruction of that, so we're excited.
Wow, that could bring some new faces, and that's what we call good foot traffic. Right?
That's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for.
You definitely need to go talk to those corporate folks there about corporate fitness.
You got it.
And Marty, how do we find you on social media?
You can reach us. Our website is sweetsciencefitness.com. Our Facebook page is the same, sweetsciencefitness.com, as well as Twitter and Instagram. Our contact number is 404-736-6302. And to coincide with our 12-week program, we also offer personal boxing training and instruction, group boxing fitness, group boxing classes or cardio boxing class, as well as boot camp. And we're also in the process of right now in our fifth week of a women's only 8-week self-defense course.
Wow.
Which has been phenomenal. We highly recommend it to anyone that has a wife or a sister or a girlfriend or a daughter to come in and take this class, because it's phenomenal. It's taught by a female black belt that we have on staff, and it's fantastic.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Marty. It's great to have you on the show today, and congratulations and best wishes on the spring program. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, moving on, our next guest is Dr. Daria Long Gillespie, as we mentioned before. And from here, we're going to call her Dr. Daria, because that is how she's known.
Works for me.
In the social media world, and probably to her patients and colleagues as well.
Often,
except
yes.
for the students.
Yes, the students.
They
yes.
have to call you Dr. Gillespie.
You know, but Dr. Daria has a nice ring to it. I like it.
Well, we like it too, and it was very easy to find you on social media.
Yes.
Before we delve into some questions with you, I'm going to read a little bit of her bio, and you'll be able to read this on the website after the show. But Dr. Daria is a national health expert. She's the Senior Vice President of Clinical Strategy at ShareCare, which we're going to learn all about, and ER doctor at Emory. Dr. Daria appears frequently on TV on CNN, Fox News, CNBC, NBC, and The Dr. Oz Show. She blogs for DrOz.com, ShareCare.com, and even hotels. Which is a division of
Intercontinental. Yes.
That's what I thought. And she's also the host of ShareCare Radio, which she did just before coming on our show. And it's a national iHeartRadio show, which is also available on iTunes. In addition to all of that, she is not busy at all. She's a new mom to a baby girl. So in addition to all things health, she's got a new passion, helping children and moms to live their healthiest and most rewarding life. So you are not a busy person at all.
Oh, I like to keep busy.
I know.
Keep us focused.
I think that's what us moms do, and we do it best.
Yes,
and
every mom will understand that.
Yeah, and they always say, you know, if you want something done, you ask a busy person. I always say, if you want something done right, you ask a busy mom.
So true. So true. Looking at all my mom friends, they
yes.
get things done.
Yes, we do, for sure. So tell us a little bit about your background. We have a little shared New England history.
Mm-hmm.
You lived in the Boston area,
yes.
I know, before moving elsewhere. But where are you from, and how did you get here?
So I grew up in Chattanooga. So I'm, you know, a Southern girl at heart. Used
mm-hmm.
to come down to Atlanta, go Christmas shopping at Lennox, and, you know, fly out of it. We always said before, when you go to heaven, you fly through Atlanta first. So, but then I went up north for school. I was accepted to an early medical school acceptance out of high school. So went up north, University of Rochester. I wanted to have a.
That's a big weather shift.
Oh goodness! And when I learned that they didn't close school when it snowed,
no.
my world came crashing down. But I also. While I was in medical school, I realized I wanted to have a bigger impact and, you know, help individual patients, but also have a bigger reach. So I applied to business school, went to Harvard, got my MBA, but then went back into medicine, did my residency as an ER doctor at Yale, joined the Harvard faculty after that was done, and then came back down after all my training was done and finished. And actually, I wouldn't go on a second date with my husband until he promised that he'd be willing to fly and live down below the Mason-Dixon. I said, let's not
Where's
waste
he
time.
From?
Otherwise, Minnesota.
Oh.
So I knew I wanted to come back down. And then during that time in residency, you know, saw so many of my patients. It was around the time of swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was hearing on the news that if you think you have swine flu, go to the doctor because you're going to die. And they came in petrified. And I realized then I wish I could have some way of having a voice in the media to give people the news, but in a reasonable and really relevant take to them. And that's what really got me started and to have a voice in the media and got me on to this path.
So what is ShareCare?
So ShareCare is a health engagement company. It was founded by Jeff Arnold, who was one of the original WebMD founders. And in 2010, Dr. Oz was just launching his show. And he went to Jeff, because they were both at Discovery Health at the time, and Dr. Oz said, listen, if you were to do WebMD all over again right now in 2010, what would you do? So hence, the seed was planted for ShareCare. And they started it, and the whole goal is giving consumers individualized profiles. Everybody comes on, they do the Real Age test, which is about 100 questions and has been shown through evidence to be one of the best predictors of heart disease, you know, lifespan. And so they take the Real Age test, and then we send them crafted, curated information for their specific lives to help them live their healthiest life.
Well, so ShareCare is, there is an actual office where ShareCare is.
Yes.
And fully staffed, mm-hmm. and you have your own PR and marketing team.
Absolutely. It's over 500 employees now.
Wow.
We have a number of different assets for the consumer to come on and really get great programming, help them find the right provider, right physicians, and really just lead a really healthy life in a simplified way. So we currently have our offices at the Terminus building, and that's been wonderful. But the great news is that we've continued to grow, and we know with the new Buckhead Atlanta development, it just seems like such a really vibrant development. So we're going to be moving in just a couple weeks into the building known as the Capitol Grill building, taking mm-hmm. over a number of floors there. We're very excited.
Yeah, that's a big move. 500 people going across the street to a different location.
Well, a lot of them, we are scattered across the United States. We have people in New York, in Connecticut, in San Diego, through a variety of acquisitions that the company's made.
So will people be able to walk in, or is this an online process?
So, yes. The best way to access it is sharecare.com, and you can go there and take the Real Age test. We also have an app called AskMD, which we like to say is a symptom checker on steroids. So whether it's abdominal pain or a fever, you can go and type that in, and you get led through a series of questionnaire. At the end, really gives you some actionable points of here's some things to think about. Here's if you want to help find a physician, if you want to just send your results to someone. So that's another way. And we also have our ShareCare radio show.
Yes, I was going to ask you, what do you talk about on ShareCare Radio? And, you know, I'm assuming it's a guest show. Mm-hmm. Is it call-in? What's the format?
So it's a combination. We just launched it in January, and I'm the host of that. It's every Tuesday from 12 to 1 Eastern Standard Time. They can find it on iHeartRadio, and they also can download it on iTunes. So the first 10 minutes are news of the week, and really my take in helping people interpret what they've probably heard, whether that's measles or Ebola, or whether
to take calcium.
Yes, exactly. And so I do that for about 10 minutes. And then we do launch into interviews with a variety of experts. And we have had some great experts, some local experts, you know, fitness expert David Buer and lifestyle Tammy Stokes, have some upcoming, including Dr. Sanjay Gupta and the owner of Arden's Gardens, Leslie Zinn. So we're going to need to talk to Marty about getting on there soon. So really everything health. And at the end, we do have Ask the Experts, those people can submit their questions, and they can submit that on ShareCare Now, hashtag ShareCare Radio, or they can also tweet me at Dr. Daria with their questions.
Wow, that's fantastic. We're not a call-in format, so we're a little bit different. Are some of your guests call-in?
So, yeah, so because we've had guests from all over the United States. So one of our guests, Dr. Todd Wolin, is a pediatric sleep health expert. So, I got some advice for my own life as well, because who of us with children?
That's a niche category.
Yes, but he was wonderful. So he's in Pittsburgh. So, yes, he called in. And so we take experts from across the U.S.
Do you have any favorite shows that you've done so far? Any favorite guests or favorite segments?
That one was really great with Dr. Wolin, because my daughter wasn't sleeping at the time. So mm-hmm. probably all moms would appreciate that. Then there was another one, a therapist in San Francisco, Yael Melamed, and she was talking about the importance of physical relationships in today's really digital age, which was really a very meaningful segment. Mm-hmm. So I really liked that as well.
It seems like that's such a big problem with our kids, and we talk about it a lot at home, but they're so used to kick and texting, and they don't spend time together anymore. And we all grew up in this world where we played outside until it was so dark mm-hmm. that your parents are ringing a bell to get y'all in the house. And we just don't see that anymore. And parents are afraid to let their kids play outside because of, you know, some of the crazy things that happen.
Times have changed, and they're overscheduled. Totally. So it really gets to two things: of the importance of letting them play and that family dinner, however you can work it in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Family dinner was very important. Everybody mm-hmm. sat at the table together. Everybody helped clear And nobody was excused from the table until mm-hmm. it was all over. And you had to ask to be excused. Mm-hmm. This is like a forgotten art, I think.
My daughter is 1 year old. She currently throws pureed food at me, but we still try to do family dinners.
Absolutely. Now, we know why ShareCare is moving to Buckhead, Atlanta, and we know where now, which is fantastic. What about your other responsibilities? You're a professor at Emory. Mm-hmm. So tell us about what you do there.
So I'm an ER doctor at Emory, and I work a few shifts a month there, currently at the Emory Midtown location. And then as joining with that role is an assistant professorship at the Emory School of Medicine. So you are working with both medical students and residents in emergency medicine and other residencies to teach them as they go through their own training. So it's a really very meaningful to have that patient connection mm-hmm. and see what people are wondering about in their own health, as well as to be training the next generation of physicians.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. I find it really neat to be around younger people in the same industry. I love our team because of that. We've got a few of us old timers. I've got some writers that are in their 50s. I actually have a woman who's in her 70s, and she's been writing on the scene here for years, super well respected, and she'll always be a writer. She's just fantastic. But we have a lot of really young, dynamic people, and it is really something to be around 20 and 30 year old folks who are passionate about their craft and their art. And you must see that with these medical students.
It is. It's energizing because you do see them, you know, things that you may seem mundane, but to see this new set of eyes looking at something, I think keeps you young a little bit too. So mm-hmm. it's really a wonderful way to do that and to keep relevant in the medical field.
And having a daughter, having a little one, how has that changed your perspective on medicine and practicing? And
oh, it's changed everything 180 degrees and then spun me around a little bit more. It was, you know, before I had her, I remember thinking, I did medical school. I know this pregnancy and kid stuff. You know, I know how to take care of a sick child. But I realized I really knew nothing about having that sick child at home. And it was such a humbling experience. It was a learning experience. And it really pushed me to want to write about that, to share things that I've learned with other moms when I've called in my team of, you know, pediatricians and OB friends that I was calling at 11 p.m. and realizing this is information that other moms need to have too. Mm-hmm. So it's been really a passion of mine and so fulfilling now when you get a message from another mom saying, thank you so much for writing that. I was worried about my baby and you gave me the peace of mind or the information that I needed.
I know. I always feel like I'm stumbling over my own feet. You know, we have a 15-year-old still at home and I still worry.
Oh yeah.
I don't think that ever goes away.
My mom says that you worry the rest of your life from the time once you're a mom, and I'm sure the same for dads too.
Yeah, my husband's still worried about our 19-year-old who's no longer even living at home, and we still worry every day.
My parents probably still worry about me. I am 100% sure. They just have they now direct it at the granddaughter, but they still worry about me. It never ends.
I know it doesn't. You're never not a parent, even when your kids are long gone. My husband keeps reminding me that just because they go off to college and have their own families, you know, you're still going to be a parent. You're still going to worry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's true. Worry, and then they're so proud. It's so fun to see the pride that parents have for their kids and now get to feel that myself. My little daughter.
Well, that's fantastic. And you're going to continue to grow in that role, I'm sure.
I hope so.
When is the move for ShareCare over to Buckhead, Atlanta?
It is in April. So it's coming up very, very soon.
Are those floors obviously were already empty?
Yeah. So it's a brand new building. So we're moving in, going to have a brand new radio studio for me and then
fantastic.
A video studio because we do a lot of video there. And so it's going to be it sounds like some really gorgeous setup.
Well, I think since you're moving into my territory here, we're going to have some lunch and coffee dates over at Buckhead Atlanta.
Please. I went there yesterday and had some coffee at Corso.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there on Thursday with my sales team.
Perfect. It's a date.
Well, Dr. Daria, it was so great to get to know you. Thank you for being on our show. How do our listeners find you? Again, would you remind them when the show airs?
Yes.
Where to find you, your social
Absolutely.
Media links.
So first of all, they can go to ShareCare.com where they can log in, create a profile, take the real age test. They can find the ShareCare Radio is every Tuesday, 12 to 1 on iHeartRadio. And they can find that there or also they can also find that on ShareCare. And then on social, we have our at ShareCare Now. And then they can also find me at Dr. Daria is my Twitter handle. And I'm also on Facebook with a professional page, Dr. Daria Long Gillespie. So lots of ways to reach. And I always love hearing from listeners and trying to answer people's questions.
Yes, that's the best, isn't it?
It is. I love that connection.
We love that connection, too. That's what we're all about. Unabashedly pro-business and helping small businesses grow, for sure. Thank you so much. It was
Thank
great
you,
to have
Jen.
You.
Wonderful.
Terrific. So we're moving on to Lindsay Epperly. And Lindsay it's been lovely to meet you. We only met about 4 weeks ago through the Buckhead Business Association. And while Lindsay is the only person in the room who is not actually in the health industry, she is in the health industry because there is nothing more satisfying, relaxing, rejuvenating than a great vacation.
I totally agree. It's just what the doctor ordered.
So it is definitely what the doctor ordered. I'm sure Dr. Daria would agree.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I love Lindsay's story. First of all, I'm not even sure if she's of legal age yet.
I wasn't when I started the career.
That's what I mean. So we want to know all about how you got started. I know the story. Obviously, our listeners do not, but Lindsay is a dynamic young lady, and when I heard how she started this business, I was totally blown away by her, just her drive, her ambition, and her creativity, and so bring it on.
Yeah,
tell us how you
Joanne.
Got started.
It was a total fluke. I think I say that travel found me. I didn't go out and look for it. I was in college and wandered into a local travel agency after studying abroad. And was talking to the owners of the agency, and they happened to offer me a job on the spot to sell honeymoons. And I thought, well, who in the world is going to buy a honeymoon from a then 20-year-old unmarried college student? But I said, okay, let me try. And so while I was in college, I did it part-time on the side. I would go to bridal shows, build up my book of business, meet brides, talk to them about their honeymoon planning. And by the time I graduated, it had become a full-time business. So I launched my own separate brand at that point. And just last year, I rebranded as Epperly Travel, and it's completely its own standalone business. Now, we do run our business through a national agency here that's based in Atlanta so that we can get our clients better perks. We can get, you know, better perks for each of the girls that works on our team. And that's where we're at. It's been amazing. I love being an agent, but I also love being a business owner. So being able to combine those two things has been truly what I feel called to do.
So what was your major in college?
English was my major in college.
She just like me. I went to school. I was a history major. So please tell me what that has to do with publishing a magazine.
Thank God I can still write my travel blog, which
yes,
I sent to
and
you.
I can write and I read and I can research. So that's kind of what we do.
I mean, communication skills, you're always going to use those. So no matter what you wind up doing.
So let's delve into some travel here. We know how you became a travel agent. So your particular industry obviously has taken a very different turn with the internet being such a way that people book their travel. So what sustains your business with the internet there when people can go online and compare prices on Kayak or go to Priceline? And how does your business stand up to that kind of competition?
In
it's
one
tough.
Word, it's relationships. Mm-hmm. We have become an industry that is so focused on, especially our niche, which is luxury travel. So we're so focused on getting to know our clients, getting to know their needs, and then we customize the vacations to match them. And we know them inside and out. So when I'm traveling myself, I'm almost personal shopping for them. So I'm going to new hotels and shooting them texts and saying, you've got to come here. You have to experience this. And that's something the internet can't give you. And the other thing, too, is that people don't realize, but agents don't cost anything extra to work with. At least our agency doesn't. We are the same price that you see through those hotels direct, through the airlines direct, through the cruise lines direct. And you've got the benefit of working with an expert. So if you're tired of spending 5 hours on Google to look for your trip and you wind up at a hotel with the roof falling in, like, that's when you need a travel agent.
So we can use you as a travel agent, and we can still use all of our frequent flyer miles and all that good stuff. We just get the inside scoop using you.
Absolutely. And you get extra perks, too. So if you're going to go book a room at the St. Regis Atlanta down the street, same price, but we get you complimentary breakfast and we get you upgrades if they're available and early check-in. And I think we even get you a resort credit there. So all sorts of extra perks that you would never even know.
And so when you customize a vacation, tell me, like, walk us through somebody who comes to you and says, this is what I like, but I don't know what I want. How do you go through? What's your process of helping that couple determine where they should go and what they should do?
Yeah, it's part psychology a lot of times, getting to know exactly what people want. Because I think people have this dream idea of vacations in the back of their mind, but half the time they have no idea how to execute those. And that's my favorite part of this job, is being able to take that dream and turn it into a reality. And so I guess I'll give you an example in one of my favorite stories. I had a honeymoon couple come to me, and they live in Chicago. Most of my business is done over phone and email, so most of my clients were on a national level, and I've never even met them in person. But these clients
called
me.
How do they find you?
The internet, word of mouth, referrals, all sorts of ways right now.
Wow.
But yeah, so this couple came to me, and they had no idea where they wanted to go, but they told me, you know, what their price point was and what they're looking for. They wanted culture and they wanted a beach and they wanted a city life, but they wanted this. And they went, and I said, what about Thailand? I had just gotten back from Thailand myself. And they said, no. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, what is it that makes you not want Thailand? Just so I kind of could figure out, what are they not looking for? They said, we don't know. We just have never thought about going to Thailand. I said, okay, well, that's not a good enough reason. So let me at least put together an itinerary for you. And I did. They fell in love with it. They went on their trip. They came back and they said, holy cow, we would have never even known to look for that.
They got everything they wanted. The beach, the culture, the city, all of it.
That they never would have thought of. Exactly. So that's the consultation process. It's turning that dream into a reality and making it work for each and every couple. That's or family, no matter what it is. That's what the customization is for.
Would you, in some cases, recommend two or three completely different kind of places?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's actually becoming a big trend lately, too, is kind of like the adventurous honeymoons or the adventurous family getaways where you combine the relaxation because one person wants to sit on a beach the entire time. You combine the adventure because someone else wants that. Maybe some sightseeing. So you make
everyone
happy.
Location. I mean, there might be, you know, the couple might be not in the same space on
split
location.
Split stays are amazing. I actually just came from a trade show talking about split staying with Fiji and New Zealand. So you've got, you know,
my grandparents did that.
It's amazing. I mean, people just thinking outside the box, that's the most fun to me, to be able to customize it to really match what they're looking for.
So how can it be that travel agents do not cost more?
Yeah. So we're essentially paid by the hotels and the cruise lines to send people there. There are partner companies. They promote us just as much as they promote direct to consumer business, sometimes even more through us, because the consumers are getting a much better experience and they're getting better perks.
So if somebody's coming from out of state, see, I'm thinking of all the what ifs here.
Yeah.
So let's say somebody from Chicago wants to come to Atlanta, wants to stay at the St. Regis. Mm-hmm. So basically they can go online and find the price on the St. Regis online. But they can work directly with you, get the same exact rate, and the hotel is paying you for the expertise to get that folk.
Exactly.
That couple
and
there, folks
through
there.
Our contacts and through our relationships, we're able to get them those extra perks that I mentioned too. So we're a virtuoso agency, and that is essentially a consortium that pulls together the best of the best as far as the hotel and cruise line side of things with the best of the best travel agencies. So all of the luxury travel specialists that know their stuff are in the Virtuoso Network.
Wow. So, okay, you must travel a lot.
I do.
And how many trips do you take a year?
I usually travel about once a month or so if I'm lucky, if things are going well. Mm-hmm. Last year, because of launching the business, I tried to calm down a little bit, stayed in Atlanta a little bit more. But I get kind of the itch.
I was just going to ask you, do you have the wanderlust?
I do.
Because I think I still do too, even at my
age.
Well,
and planning for people on a daily basis, they come to me with new destinations that I'm like, I never thought I wanted to go to Myanmar until now. So, you know, all these new places. Cuba is huge right now. That's
the
top of my list.
Yes, that's going to be very big. I have friends who actually have a tour company, and they've operated a tour company that takes people in and out of Cuba for years.
Amazing.
And obviously, you knew you used to have to fly outside of the United States to get to that destination.
Yeah.
So that's going to be an interesting upcoming. That's going to be a big travel
destination.
That's
so cool to see all of these trends as they change every year, because they really, really change rapidly.
Well, you just came back from a phenomenal trip. I know.
I
read your blog. It was quite a story. I think that was a pretty long blog you did, I'm sure, because of the material you covered. Why don't you tell our listeners where you went and what you did?
Yeah, absolutely. So I just took a trip to Prague and Budapest and went with a tour company of ours who specializes in really unique handcrafted experiences in those areas. And we stayed at two Four Seasons properties, so you can't go wrong there. It was unbelievable service. But when we were outside of the hotels and actually touring, they arranged these things that I never in a million years would have thought to arrange for myself. I never would have thought I needed to see and experience. And one of those was we did a tour of Terezin, the concentration camp outside of Prague, with a Holocaust survivor. And so this 83-year-old woman accompanied us to Terezin, which had to be, you know, a phenomenal amount of strength to even go back to that place where she had experienced so many horrors. And she told us her story. And she told us from day one what happened to her from ages 8 to 14. She made it all the way through Auschwitz. You know, she was liberated at Bergen-Belsen. And she's telling us this gut-wrenching story as we're sitting in the halls of, you know, the place that she had spent 2 or 3 years. And she would tell us about the children's theater that she was in. And she said, I was the squirrel. I remember it was so much fun. We always had to replace the roles when children would be sent off. And I mean, it just, you know, what that does to you, the ability of travel to humble you and show you history as you've never seen it before. Mm-hmm. And also remind you, of what our past is. So that never happens again. And that was the reason she had the strength to speak out. It mm-hmm. was her heritage, and she never, ever, ever, you know, wanted to remain quiet and keep others from knowing exactly what happened. It was really beautiful, really moving.
I think I read in that blog you commented that you like to take at least one trip a year that has a life-changing experience in it.
I do. That was my goal when I first mm-hmm. got in the business. And so, and I didn't expect Prague to be that life-changing trip for me, but mm-hmm. it definitely was.
Well, I if I'd known you were going to do that, I don't, can't remember if we spoke about that, but I visited Auschwitz back in 1986. And this is back when it was still behind the Iron Curtain.
Yeah.
It was very different. It was very dark. It was a life-changing experience. Yeah. And I actually went in with a group of about 11 or 13 of us, including a rabbi. Wow. And it was amazing. The thing that got me on that particular trip was the room with the shoes behind the glass.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that image, you know, is, I've seen that image on other blogs and other posts, and it's one that sticks with you forever. And having that as part of your heritage, it's definitely life-changing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, for sure. I think travel has such a cool transformative power, whether it's, you know, based off of a positive history or a negative history, but what it can do to you and just expanding what you understand about the world is really something to see it in person.
Well, I'm fascinated by what you do. We do travel quite a bit, and I honestly had not thought of using a travel agent before because we do so much of it online.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing that you're right here in Buckhead, you're located right on Lenox Road, aren't you?
I'm right across the street in Buckhead Tower.
So, yes, none of us in Buckhead have any excuse not to call on you. Would you tell our listeners how they can find you, both where your office is, your phone number, your website,
absolutely.
Social media?
So we're located in Buckhead Tower. We do meet by appointment only, so it's not just walk-in. So please do give me a call. You can reach me directly as 706-888-7711. You can also find out more about us. I keep my travel blog on my website. You can meet my whole team that way at www.epperlytravel.com. And Epperly is spelled E-P-P-E-R-L-Y. We also have a Twitter handle at Epperly Travel. My personal one is at Lindsay Epperly. And then a Facebook page as well, facebook.com/EpperlyTravel.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. It was a pleasure to have you on the show
to
hear about your latest trip. I loved
your
blog when I read it. It seemed like it was probably one of your longest ones, and I understand why, because that experience itself lends itself to an entire blog.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, pretty fabulous. I'm going to stow away in one of her suitcases on the next trip, I think.
Come on. We can maybe even get you a seat.
Yes, I'm all for that. Well, our final guest today, and moving back into the health sector, is Ty Tippett from the Shepherd Center. And Ty is in his 12th year as the Senior Director of Planned Gifts for the Shepherd Center Foundation in Atlanta. One fact I did not know is that you are also an attorney, and you were engaged in the general civic practice of law for more than 20 years. Prior to coming to Shepherd Center, the nation's largest spinal cord and brain injury hospital, you were a vice president in the Personal Trust and Investment Management Department of SunTrust Bank in Atlanta. So I did not know that about you, and that's a pretty big change going from the law to serving in a foundation.
It's been a great transition and career path for me. I knew at age 46 in the practice of law, I would be doing that the rest of my life unless I flew off the edge. So I took a chance and went to SunTrust, which was a great career move, and was there for over 6 years, and had a great experience there, but this opportunity opened at Shepherd Center, and I could not pass that up because it's one of Atlanta's truly amazing places.
Absolutely. I would love for you to tell our listeners about Shepherd Center, how it got started. Again, personally, I know the story. I've spent some time with Mr. Shepherd, but I would love it if you would explain how this all came to be.
When James Shepherd graduated from the University of Georgia in 1973, he took an around-the-world trip with a couple of friends. James is the son of Harold and Alana Shepherd, who were in the road-building business. In October of 1973, Alana and Harold got that call that no parent ever wants to receive, and that was that his son, body surfing in the ocean in Rio de Janeiro, broke his neck and was severely injured and barely survived that accident. Alan and Harold went down to Rio and thought if they could get him back to Atlanta and Piedmont Hospital, that he would get the care that he needed and be able to recover. They got him back to Atlanta on a C-141 medevac plane, and he's still had a very difficult time at Piedmont. The family found a specialty hospital in spinal cord injury in Denver, Craig Hospital, and Rankin Smith, the Falcons owner, loaned them his jet, took James out there, and 5.5 months later, James was able to actually walk out of that hospital with the aid of hand crutches. When the family got back to Atlanta, they said, you know, there's nothing like this in this part of the country, and there's a need. So we need to start a hospital, a spinal cord injury hospital in Atlanta. So in 1975, the Shepherds opened a 6-bed hospital in part of Paces Ferry Hospital, Paces Hospital, and that was the beginning of Shepherd. And then the need was so great that they moved to its present location at 2020 Peachtree Road next to Piedmont Hospital and opened with 40 beds. And from there, it has just skyrocketed, moving into brain injury care in addition to spinal cord injury care in the mid-90s. And now Shepherd is the largest spinal cord and brain injury hospital in the United States. And we also serve a very large MS patient population as well. So it's been a meteoric rise in advancement in size and in scope of what we do. The technology is really of a Star Wars level. It's mm-hmm. just amazing, the technology. And the other significant characteristic I would say about Shepherd Center, it's one of the most positive and upbeat and optimistic environments that you will ever step into. And when you consider what brings people into our hospital, some of the worst catastrophic injuries known to mankind, it's really amazing that that is indeed the case.
Mm-hmm. I heard about that from, I want to say it was Chris Godfrey from the Young Bucks. Yeah. I believe the Young Bucks from the Buckhead Business Association took a tour, and they all commented on how impressed they were by that one feature. You know, you would not expect that, I would imagine, going in for a tour. Tell me how the programs at Shepherd are funded, because I know that's part of what you do for the hospital.
We have some 20 programs that are unfunded or underfunded by insurance that we have to raise money for. Things like assistive technology, animal-assisted therapy, housing and transportation, chaplaincy, some 20 programs that we know are essential for the rehabilitation of our patient population that we're not going to be reimbursed for. So we have to raise that money in the community. So each year we raise between $8 and $10 million to fund all of those programs. Another very important one is therapeutic recreation. Mm-hmm. Our philosophy is anything that you liked to do in the way of an activity before your injury, we want you doing that after your injury. So if it's basketball, tennis, going to the theater, sports, we have some 14 sports teams that that we send all over the country to compete, and it's a very comprehensive program, but we want to get you to the highest level of independence that it's possible for you to obtain.
Let's go back a little bit to the patients. Mm-hmm. Where do the patients come from? I know it's not just the United States, and I'll tell you a story about that and let you talk about that. I received a phone call from a woman last year, and she was actually visiting from, her son was being treated here, and they were from Derwent Valley in Tasmania. Mm-hmm. And she contacted me. She had read the magazine in the hospital, and she contacted me and offered me to come and stay at their hotel there if I ever wanted to write a travel piece. And she had found us from your hospital.
How interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty fantastic thing to know, that they're literally coming from all the way across the world. I mean, that's a lot of travel and a lot of miles to get to what they must have felt was the best place for her son to be.
Shepherd Center has had patients from every state in the United States and some 50 countries worldwide. So the reputation of Shepherd Center is very much an international one, and it's a center of excellence, a model center that is widely known. So we do get requests from all over the world for patients to come to Shepherd. So it's an amazing resource for Atlanta, Georgia to have.
Mm-hmm.
And very rarely do I meet someone who's not had a friend or a family member or an acquaintance that has had the need for Shepherd services.
Talk about planned gifts. That's your title. So what exactly are planned gifts?
Planned gifts are, in the broadest sense, any gift that requires the assistance of a professional. More specifically, anybody who includes Shepherd Center in their estate plans, whether it's naming Shepherd Center Foundation as a beneficiary in their will or in a trust or as a beneficiary of a life insurance policy or a retirement plan or a charitable gift annuity or charitable remainder trust, any person who includes Shepherd in their estate planning, those are all considered planned gifts, and we make them a part of what we call our Bridge Builders Society, providing support for Shepherd Center's patients into the future. So I work a lot with people that leave money in their estate planning for Shepherd.
And I know there's a lot of other things that go on throughout the year. $8 to $10 million is a lot of money to raise on an annual basis. And what kind of events do you have that support those efforts?
We have a lot of really great signature events. I'm going to tell you of just a few. We have a special event coming up next month to support our military program, which is called the Share Military Initiative. We treat veterans that come to Shepherd oftentimes with a brain injury from these conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we're having a fundraiser called the Shepherd's Men Run. And 13 warriors, most of them Marines, will start at Ground Zero in New York City and run 911 miles from Ground Zero to Shepherd Center. And each one of them taking a leg throughout the day, about a half marathon per day. So the 911 miles, that's significant for its 911. And each one of these runners called Shepherd's Men will be carrying 22 pounds of weight in their jackets to signify the 22 soldiers that we lose on a daily basis to suicides. So we're hopeful to raise $250,000 to support our Share Military Initiative through this event. And then we have some other signature events that we have on an annual basis. We have our Derby Day at Chastain Horse Park on the first Saturday in May. That's always a great event. Then we have our Summer in the City, which is put on by our SCS Society group. That's at the Greystone facility at Piedmont Park. That's on July the 15th. And then we have our Shepherd Cup, which is our golf tournament, which will take place on September the 21st. And then we have our wonderful black tie ball that we have that we raise a lot of money at, which is the first Saturday in November. So people really look forward to our events because we try to do them on a very high level. And each one of those events has their own website, and you can get that through our Shepherd Center site. But we try to raise money and awareness for our various programs through those events on an annual basis.
I want to go back to the upcoming one for a moment, the Share Military Initiative. When you have a gala, a ball, or a ticketed event, or a golf tournament, it's easy to figure out how the funds are raised. But with the Share Military Initiative, are people sponsoring these particular soldiers who are doing this?
Yes, we're doing sponsorships as well as individual contributions. And the website for that is shepherdsmen.org. Shepherdsmen.org has all the event details, but that is a very, very moving event. To when they come into Shepherd, last year they ran from Shepherd to the Iwo Jima Memorial in Washington, D.C. And that was the first year of this event. Now we're going to run from New York City.
And remind me the date again. It's in May.
It will start on April the 19th. And it will end coming into Shepherd on April the 26th.
Wow, that's a lot of miles in 7 days. These guys are in good shape.
They're in phenomenal shape.
Wow. Well, you know, this is pretty exciting. Shepherd Center is a very well-established and long-time Buckhead business and center and crucial to the Buckhead landscape. So it's very exciting to have you on today. And we know that Buckhead is very supportive of Shepherd Center. And I would encourage our listeners, if any of these events that Ty has mentioned tug at you and you want to get more involved, sponsor, attend any of these events, Ty's going to let us know where else they can read about these events, find out about them, follow on Twitter, Facebook, any of those other locations. Are you able to do that for us?
I would say that two great resources for finding out about Shepherd and everything that goes on at Shepherd and how to support Shepherd. Shepherd.org is our main website, and that is Shepherd, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D, Shepherd.org. And then we have a special website on how to give, which is give.shepherd.org. And those will have links to all kinds of ways that somebody can help a Shepherd. And no donation is too small. We have so many programs that need to help. But I would encourage people to come to Shepherd for a tour, because there's nothing like seeing Shepherd Center with your own eyes. There's nothing like seeing it. And I might say that positive atmosphere and environment that I referred to, it's very contagious. The patients help each other. They are constantly encouraging each other. So somebody might come into Shepherd thinking that their world has ended and that life is over. That ends very quickly as you realize that there is a life after this injury, and that there is going to be a new life with hope, dignity, and independence. That's all part of what we strive to infuse in each one of our patients. And Joanne, I'll just say the community of Shepherd, which I would describe as our patients, their families, our staff, our many volunteers, and our donors. You put those five groups of people together, and it's one of the most amazing communities I've ever been privileged to be a part of.
Well, I have to say, I've known you for 5 years, and you have always been this passionate when talking about Shepherd. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio. It's so great to hear about it from your point of view and from what you do. And you're obviously not just passionate about the job that you do for them, but about the actual community and what goes on in the hospital. So we really appreciate your time today. Great to have you in the studio. Thank you to all of our guests today. And by the way, Shepherd Center can also be found on Twitter at Shepherd Center, and it is spelled S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D. We do follow them, and we encourage you to do so as well. The Twitter feed is pretty interesting. It's very positive, very uplifting as well, very characteristic of what you've just described. So thank you all again for being here today. Does anybody have any questions for each other? There's a lot of great information that flew around this table. And Ryan, you sometimes have questions for folks?
Well, so. I have personally known some veterans who have gone through the Warrior Care program over there, and a couple of them actually sought care for TBI elsewhere and did not see result, came to the Shepherd Center and walked away completely able to, you know, go back on life again. So I've been touched by those guys, and you know, just continued success on helping those men and women.
Great to hear that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, for everyone else, you know, the health and fitness world out there and the travel world, you know, that's definitely part of something we all, you know, try to incorporate into our daily life. And, you know, certainly, you know, taking that vacation to exotic locations,
yes,
on a special honeymoon is something we look forward to. Or, you know, maybe working out or, you know, getting on the right health track really helps. So thank you for all sharing all of your information here today.
Yeah, very excited about the ShareCare move to Buckhead, Atlanta, which, as everybody knows, is one of our big gems here in Buckhead as well. So congratulations. And we're looking forward to that move in April. And Marty, congrats on your move. And hopefully you've got a very positive big group of folks that are willing to get healthy and take your challenge this spring.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody. Great show.
Thank you.